92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Every Friday at 7:45, we do what we call Chamber Chat. And in the WGHN studio, we have Brianna Plumhoff. You are a Chamber Ambassador.
I am.
Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I've seen you out and about at different events and stuff like that. You work for City to Shore, the Gateway Group, right?
I do, yes.
What do you do there?
I am a realtor, so buying, selling, I can help you with all your house needs.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, yeah, being a realtor and being an ambassador kind of goes hand in hand because you're meeting people all the time. What made you become a chamber ambassador?
So I definitely wanted to make more connections with people. Through this ambassadorship, I was able to actually meet the Ruiz. So I actually just switched to City to Shore this last month. So that was very exciting to me. And they're just amazing individuals. So the connections I make with them, being a part of Bras for a Cause, Kenzie B Cafe.
I've seen you everywhere.
Yes, all those are very dear to my heart, and I never knew about them until I became an ambassador. So that
Isn't
was
that something?
Absolutely amazing to me.
That's something. And I think too, you know, with the type of job that you have, it is important to show up at those events because you make connections that way. But you also, you know, if you're a chamber ambassador and you're selling real estate, and you're selling homes in the area and you show up at those nonprofit events, you know, you're giving back to the community as well.
Absolutely.
You
yes.
know, so being a chamber ambassador, what is it that you do?
Typically, we'll go to our monthly events. We have early birds. We have our monthly meetings. So that kind of gets us ready for any events coming up, planning, that sort of thing.
Do you go to the chamber breakfasts?
Yes. The early birds are one of my favorites.
Okay.
I do like that. It kind of keeps you informed with Grand Haven.
Yeah.
It keeps you informed with the events coming up, any of the galas coming up, fundraisers, all that sort of thing. So that's awesome.
And you got the bashes in the evening too, right?
Yeah.
Being in this area, because you and I have a connection to Ravenna, but being in this area, I always say to myself, how does anybody get any work done around here? Because it's so nice.
Yeah. So being from Ravenna, everyone's always like, oh, don't cross the bridge. Oh, it's, you know, you got to wait. There's traffic, all this stuff. And since I've crossed the bridge, I have not gone back. I'm okay with it.
I love
it. It's been amazing over here for sure.
I love it. What do you love about selling homes?
I love the connection. I love being able to help someone grow in life. You know, some people just don't think they're at a point where they can buy or wanting to get to that point. And I can
you
walk
can help them
through
that.
Yeah, walk them through that step, those steps. And
yeah,
it's
that's awesome.
An amazing feeling to
that's
see
awesome.
Their face when, you know,
well,
you get that
you know,
soul design.
I've known you a long time and just to see you, you know, kind of grow in your career and then like different events. I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure for Bras for the Cause. I was like, I know you.
Yep.
It's so nice to see people, you know, kind of come into their own. And I think you're just the perfect ambassador because I know a lot of people have told me when they sometimes go to a chamber event, if they're new to town, they may not know anybody. And you know what it's like when you walk into an event and you don't know anybody.
Right.
And you're standing there and you're looking around. Somebody like you, an ambassador, would go up to that person, introduce yourself, and make them feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
It's all about connections. And, you know, the Tri-Cities, this area is not that of a big of an area. People do know a lot of other people and whatnot. And, you know, it's kind of nice to make those connections. So what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I used to like to play softball, but now I watch softball.
You don't play softball anymore, do you?
No, after four knee surgeries, you don't get to play anymore.
You like to watch it, though?
Yes.
Do you golf?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I need
that
to learn how to golf.
That swing is horrible.
Okay.
I love the golf cart. I will drive you
You'll
around.
Drive the golf cart. I was telling Heather Solomon at the chamber that I need to learn how to golf so that I can go to these different events.
You can golf and I will drive you around.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was so nice to have you here nice to bring you in our WGHN studios and good luck in your career and whatnot. And I'll see you around at different events and whatnot. You know, so what do you think about being on the radio? You did it. See, I told you it would be easy.
I did it. Yes. I was a little nervous.
Well, and that's normal, but nobody sees us. It's just you and I, like we're having coffee or something and we're just talking and hanging out. And it's all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people are like, oh my gosh, you know, because normally I would be looking at the clock, timing things out. But right now we can just do this nice, intimate interview and it's always nice. So
yeah.
Thanks for being here. It's another Chamber Chat.